AP reporter Jason Strazioso is right outside the mall right now along the police lines. Moments ago, we spoke with him directly. Can you describe for me the scene at the mall right now? What are you seeing from your vantage point?
Well, Kenyan security officials have really increased the security perimeter this morning. They've pushed back the crowds of hundreds of curious Kenyans who have gathered.
And are you hearing gunfire still?
The gunfire over the last hour or two has tapered off. I haven't really heard any. However, and I don't know what this means, just a little while ago we saw Kenyan security forces enter the mall with what looked like a rocket-propelled grenade, which seems like a really heavy weapon for this type of situation.
How well trained are Kenyan security forces? Are they equipped to handle a situation like this?
In general, the low-ranking, low-trained guys, the answer is absolutely not. And there was a slow response yesterday because there's not a lot of resources here. Police don't have cars, typically. They're on foot. Security forces were arriving on foot to this emergency yesterday. However, Kenya's elite units have been trained by the U.S. military and Britain's military. And those guys, by all accounts, really know what they're doing.
And so while the initial response was a little bit slow, are the elite troops on the scene now, at least?
Yeah, they are on the scene. They're inside the building. They started entering the building late Saturday night in different waves. And those, of course, would be the troops that we're hearing the gunfire from, the exchanges.
And to be clear, as far as we can understand it here, the motivation for this attack is not to go after Westerners, but really it's about African politics and the Somalians wanting the Kenyans out of their country. Is that a correct assessment?
That's correct. These hardcore terrorists understand the power of public relations, and they know that hitting this upscale mall where Americans and Europeans go to eat and go to shop generates a lot of news in Europe, a lot of news in America, and that's ultimately what they're seeking. They're seeking to embarrass Kenya and ultimately try to force Kenya to withdraw their troops that they have stationed in Somalia. I think that the most important issue is the number of hostages inside and the end game for those hostages. That's where the story is now going.
Jason Strazioso, thank you very much.
Thank you.